Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Get ready for Google Entertainment. At least a space on your Android tablets. That's right, Google has announced a new feature on Android tablets that's basically going to put all their entertainment stuff in one place. And we're talking about videos, games, books. Yep, it's all in one little section now called Entertainment Space. The section is actually at the left of the home screen on tablets now. And those tablets we're talking about, well, that's at Walmart right now starting this month. It should be also expanding globally to other devices as well, such as Lenovo, Sharp, and many other brands. And probably even off-brands later this year. Now, as far as video goes, you're going to see TV shows, movies, and of course YouTube. Then there'll be games and books, and probably anything else they can think of that's entertainment value-wise. Basically, Google's doing this to save you time, this is as they put it, by the way, and avoid having to hop between apps and try to figure out what you want to do or what you want to watch. Speaking of watch, the watch section kind of looks like Google TV experience on a Chromecast, but squeezed down to tablet-sized. As far as over at the games arena, you'll find recommended titles to try, and they said they're going to do a better job of putting that spotlight on instant play games. Apparently, they're going to get their own row of entertainment space. Get ready for larger image previews in your timeline when you're using the official Twitter app for iOS. Kind of nice to see this if you want to see the actual image as intended. It'll no longer be cropped and chopped. Now, Twitter, we have been hearing, has been testing this larger sized image previews on iOS and even Android since March. But apparently it's iOS that's going to get it first. Although Android isn't far behind. You may be seeing it right now as we're telling you this. And finally, have you ever thought way into the future, like, I don't know, 30 days thinking, you know what, I want to go there, then, at this time? Not really? Yeah, me neither. That isn't stopping Uber, though, in the UK. Yep, Uber saying they can now reserve a ride for you in a premium car up to 30 days in advance. Yeah, 30 days. Most people don't know what they're going to be doing in 30 hours, let alone 30 days, but you know, what the hell. Now, the option will be live in London, Manchester, Bristol, and Bath. One of the nicer features, though, being the fact that you're booking so far in advance, you might actually be able to add a driver you like. Uber says they will try to match with you and your preferred drivers. However, though, of course, you're going to have to pay extra for this service. There's a reservation fee of £5, and of course, there'll be a minimum ride cost that varies per city. Obviously, Uber Reserve is aimed towards business travelers, more than likely for those that say, yep, I've got a thing here, there, and then, and it's pretty much set in stone. But it could also be for those people that think, you know what, I know for sure. On May 20th of this year, I'm definitely going to need to go to Tesco at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything that is British Tech, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the podcasts over there. Of course, give us a thumbs up, like, whatever the hell it's called over there, at Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our Slack room and join our BTN community today. You can do it by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, party hardy, it is Friday. Have a fantastic day ahead. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.